You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, July 26, 2016, week 166 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And since it's Tuesday, it means it's time to talk about the leftovers. For the uninformed, Mike, what are the leftovers?
Leftovers is everything that's not superheroes or Star Wars.
Yeah.
So basically, just random stuff.
Hey, Mike, why didn't we talk about the news that came out on Monday?
Because we record on Sunday.
Yeah.
We didn't get the news.
It's not up to date.
Because we didn't want to. Because we're not exactly live. We're not a live podcast.
If you know what? If you want to pay us, Netflix.
Yes.
We could be more current in our news.
We could be up to the minute.
And
plus, we want to talk about it next week anyway.
Yeah.
Because we'll have had time to digest the news. We'll be like,
maybe
whoa!
If it's a rumor, it'll be debunked.
Exactly. Because if we just reported a bunch of rumors, it'd be like, nope, rumor is over. And then
we'll have the egg on our face.
We would
have
looked foolish.
Yeah.
So, like earlier, we were talking about Spider-Man news. We were like, oh, this is a rumor. And then they're like, nope, we dropped the real names for sure.
Yeah.
So confirmed rumors.
Yeah, we didn't have to talk about the fact that Zendaya might have been someone else.
Exactly.
And then earlier, it also said Ghost Rider is rumored to be in the next season.
Mm-hmm.
Confirmed already.
Exactly. So now we look like we're doing our due diligence of getting the right story out there. So that's why.
We get the Charmander. We evolve it into the Charizard and give it to you. That's the best
that is what we do.
Situation.
Mm-hmm.
Transferring Pokemon. Everything in my life is Pokemon.
Getting those candies.
Getting that candy,
gotta
man.
Get those candies.
Someone should do a Candyman from Willy
Candyman,
Wonka, but then change it to about Pokemon Go. And it's like, what do I do with a CP10 Eevee? Or CP17 Bulbasaur? Transfer it to the professor and some candy for it. He will show the Candyman can.
What's he doing with those Pokemon? We don't know. He's got a ton of them.
The Candyman can. The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. And the candy. Okay, we're done with this. I was like, how far am I?
It's like, let's do the whole song, I guess.
And the Candyman can, cause the man. Oh, wait, how's it? Oh, and the world tastes good, cause the Candyman thinks it should. It's like such a weird way. It's like the only reason he does it is because he thinks it should be like that.
He thinks it should be like that. That's how he makes it. That's what he does.
That's weird.
Like, Candyman's an odd man.
He's not like because he's been raised to believe that that's how the world should be by his parents. That's not why.
No.
It's because he
individually thinks it should be that way.
Those thoughts are radical.
Because what you don't realize is that he's got the same background as Willy Wonka, and his dad was also a dentist.
Wait, are you assuming that the Candyman is not Willy Wonka? I assume that song's about Willy Wonka.
Oh, is it about Willy Wonka? Well, his dad was a dentist, and he's like, my dad didn't think it should be this way, but he thinks it should be that way.
Willy Wonka had a traumatizing childhood in that movie.
Yeah. Is that its backstory in the book?
I think that was accurate to the book.
Okay.
The new one.
Yes.
Because in the
first
in the original one, they don't give a shit about his dad.
No.
And they don't mention any traumatizing events because they had taste.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Class. They're like, we don't need this dumb backstory.
We don't want to traumatize
the movie's not about Willy Wonka as much as it's about Charlie Bucket.
Yeah.
That's the key that the other movie missed. It's like, no,
but
we got
oddly
Johnny
enough.
Depp.
The old movie's called Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I know.
And the new one's called Charlie and
the
Chocolate Factory.
Exactly. They're really trying to throw us off by the titles.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. The easy way to remember which movie's good, Willy Wonka is wonderful, Charlie is crap.
Yeah, very simple.
Very simple. You can't think of any bad words with W. I can, never mind. I just thought of it a bunch.
If you try hard enough.
But Willy Wonka, wonderful.
Charlie crap. That's all you need to know in life.
That's all you need to know.
If take away anything from this podcast, know that Willy Wonka is wonderful and Charlie is crap. Let's talk about the movies news.
Let's do it.
Netflix released this thing, this feature, 2 weeks ago, and I forgot to talk about it last week because that's what happens when you start recording a podcast at 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm. You forget things. For sure.
For sure, you forget to add things. This website called Flixtape, I think it's like flixtape.netflix.com. Mm-hmm. It allows you to make a playlist of movies and TV episodes, and then you can send it to someone like a mixtape. And you title it and stuff.
Yeah. But is that a Netflix? Can you?
It's only Netflix content.
Yeah. But it's like a. Is it. You can't. It's like, oh, watch these, but it's not like a Netflix isn't. Like, they're not part of this.
Netflix is a part of this.
Oh, they are a part of it. Okay.
Yeah, it's like flixtape.netflix.com. It's like a Netflix thing that they release.
Okay.
But I'm wondering how long until someone sends me a Flixtape.
I don't know. They have to get the word out better because I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, I only saw like an article about this.
There's not. Is it, so it's live right now. You can do it.
Yeah, let's see what it's like.
I'm just curious.
Let's do it live on this podcast.
Curious to see what this entails exactly.
Flixtape. Yeah, I was right. Flixtape.netflix.com. Remember mixtapes?
Yes.
Meet Flixtape.
But I feel like a lot of people don't remember.
Like a mixtape with movies. So you can make one made for you. So it's like the Besties or Frenemies Flixtape. And then you just click on like the Couch University Flixtape. Brain Games, what happened? It's like,
oh,
this
so
is all documented.
Ones that are already set up.
Yeah, there's like pre-made ones, or you can make your own and you type it in like the Pizza Flixtape. And then you just do Inspire Me. I don't know. Oh, shit. I thought Inspire Me would make it for you.
Nope, it's like, we're going to make the title for you.
The Pizza Flixtape, you press start, and it's going to look at the name and then recommend all these movies. So it's like Chef, Zero Dreams of Sushi, and Food Matters. So then you can just add a title. You can remove titles. I'm going to remove Zero Dreams of Sushi. That's not a very good pizza movie. But Chef, that's a great pizza movie. But, oh, Charlie and Chocolate Factory, gross. Drinking Buddies, I like that movie. Add to my Flixtape.
So, but you can't, like, search. Can you search?
Yeah. Like, so you just do add title. And then you can type in a movie.
Ah, okay. But it's not, like, easily searchable.
How I Met Your Mother. Oh, no. You know what? Breaking Bad. What episode was that called?
Which one? Oh, the pizza one we threw up on the roof?
Yeah.
I don't know which episode that is, actually.
Oh, I guess you just add the whole show. You can't add individual episodes.
That's kind of annoying.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Not really good for TV purposes, it seems. They need to... it's a good concept. They need to work out some kinks.
Yeah, obviously. So then how about Chef's Table? Oh, no, Mind of a Chef.
That's a show, too, isn't it?
Yeah, I like Mind of... What?
See, they don't have everything. That's why they're not advertising it heavily, because it's not that so great right now.
Oh, I think it's The Mind of a Chef. Nope. Whatever. Chef's Table.
See, there's flaws.
Add that.
Clearly.
Then you go next. You can create a cover for it. I like.
See, they need to like integrate it into their Netflix.
And then you say for their name, I say podcast by Dhruv. And then you do done. And you share it, and you can share a link. You can preview it, and you watch it.
But it's like, it doesn't show up for you. You have to log into Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, but can you have them play back to back to back? Like,
I think it plays back to back to back. Okay. If I go to that link.
All right. Yeah, they need to work out some things on it.
Yeah.
But good concept.
It's something.
Yeah, it's a start. You gotta start somewhere.
So that exists. Emoji Movie, which is called
that exists also.
Emoji Movie Express Yourself. TJ Miller has been cast as the lead.
I believe he's cast as Meh.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
I believe that's his character name, is Meh.
Which emoji is that?
I don't know. I'm not an emoji expert.
Me neither.
So
I'm pretty sure I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
I use emoji literate. Maybe...
What does that mean?
A dozen emoji. Mostly I use the fire emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I deliver a sick burn...
Oh, that's what that means?
I really drive the point home with three flames. Three to five flames.
Ah, that's quite a bit of flames.
Yeah. As a separate text message.
Yeah. You send it and then you're like, then you send the fire.
Yeah.
Just so they know.
Just to drive the point home.
You've been
burned. Or whenever I do something awesome, I'm like, oh, this is fire.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes people can't tell. They're like, is that a burn? Or is that fire?
Yeah, like, this ice cream is delicious. Fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji. And they're like, I don't get it. It's spicy.
I wasn't burned.
Yeah.
Is it hot? I don't get it.
Am I supposed to be offended he didn't invite me to this ice cream?
Did you? Yeah. You got burned. You weren't here to have it.
You're not living this life. Burn. You're not eating ice cream at 11 p.m. on a Tuesday. Burn.
What if it's also fire? You're doing both at once.
I'm proud of it. It's really good. And
but you're also burning something.
Then two separate text messages.
Yeah, you get it.
Three flames
each. That's how you know. When you get one burn and then you get another burn, you're like, oh, one's for this, one's for that.
Jason Bourne movie, which is titled Jason Bourne. Matt Damon only has 25 lines of dialogue in the whole movie.
Just 25 lines, huh?
I said this to my parents who are big fans of the Bourne franchise, mm-hmm. and they're like, he doesn't do much talking anyways.
Yeah, the truth is I thought back on it and I was like, yeah, there's a lot of action. There's a lot of him just planning for something. He's alone most of the time, so he's not talking.
You don't talk to yourself when you're alone?
Not usually. But
I'm just like, think, Drew, think.
Yeah, this just made me think, like, why in this article weren't there, oh, he has this many lines in the other Jason Bourne movies? Because that's my first question. How many lines do you have in those other movies? Because I don't think he has that many lines in those movies. But yeah, that's just off the top. That does sound surprising, but I get it because there really isn't much talking in those movies. He just like as much as the backstory is, he's trying to find out who he is. He's really not, and doesn't. I feel like most of it's the story to Jason Bourne. It's just fun. And he stabs people with pens and stuff.
Yeah,
that's the point, I think. I don't think in there it says how many lines he has in those other movies. I feel like they talked... The legacy one, I think he talked a lot more than in the Jason Bourne movies.
Let's see. Oh, they said in the first one he has a lot more dialogue. In the first act of the second movie, he's a very lonely character, so he doesn't talk that much. And then
the second one, he's definitely very alone.
Yeah. They say it's to show that he has pain, I guess. And
got some Pokemon news. We talked last week how the people were bidding on rights. I believe we talked about that.
Yeah.
So now
it's so hard to remember.
I know. So now somebody has got the rights. Legendary Pictures has landed the movie rights.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing is what they say the story they're trying to develop.
Yeah, the first movie is going to be a Detective Pikachu movie.
Yeah.
Which is like this weird Japanese-only game
mm-hmm.
that just came out, I think, for the Wii U.
Yeah. It's
about
bizarre. Like, I've seen the trailer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on?
Who should they get to voice Pikachu?
I don't know. In that game, I know they were having fun with it, and they were just putting
Danny DeVito. Yeah.
His voice in there. But, like, why would you not make a Pokemon game about, like, Pokemon?
Battling.
I don't get it. Like, make it like the cartoon. I don't get it. But these are the guys. They bought it, so I guess they can do what they want. But seems like a bizarre way to go.
Yeah. Ascendant News. This is the Divergent
series.
Film yes. series. Divergent. Divergence.
Divergent.
Okay. The final movie will be a TV movie followed by a series.
Why? That sounds stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. They have so much money, they just don't give a shit.
I don't think they make... I guess they're not making
money. I don't think they're making enough money.
But then why would you... Just stop it.
They can't do that for the fans, man.
Just stop. There was a... The Narnia movies, they just stopped them. Just stop it.
That's Disney. Disney has no loyalty to their fans.
Just stop it. I don't care. If there was a series and like I'm a big fan of books or something, and then they're just like, they're not making these movies that great. And it's like, stop it. Just stop it.
But they're making a TV series.
That's what I say. But why?
I don't know.
Who wants this?
I'm not a teenage girl. Tell me what's going on. Like a preteen girl.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
I don't get it. There's just some weird things that happen.
I wish I could tell you.
But I think it said something like some of the cast members won't appear, but it's shocking to me that any of the cast members would appear in this.
Yeah.
Did they wrap them tight in this contract? They were like, we got you for 10 movies, even if we don't make 10 movies. Like, I feel like they strangled.
Billy.
They had some pretty, solid actors that they just, stranglehold with this series.
I've never seen any of these movies.
I think I've seen the first.
I've never seen these movies. I've never seen the Maze Runner movies.
Maze Runners. Those are good.
I've never seen Bones. Good relative. Whatever the that first one movie was.
The first one's okay. The second one's not so great.
I've never seen a Twilight movie. The only teeny bopper franchise I've seen is...
Hunger Games.
So... Because I'm an adult. Believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I watch cartoons like a motherfucker. I'm a grown man.
But all the movies are like the same because they're all like post-apocalyptic.
Which is my favorite time period.
Worlds.
Post-apocalyptic.
Post-apocalyptic.
Actually, I'd rather see the apocalypse
happen.
What
are they going to do? They don't really do many post-apocalyptic, but like in the past.
Like an alternate history?
Yeah. After the 60s, then it becomes the apocalypse. But during the 60s.
What about like 23 days later? 20.
What happens in that movie?
That's a zombie movie. There's like a zombie outbreak.
But it doesn't happen in the past.
But now it did.
That's true.
If you look back on it.
If I say even Walking Dead, I was like, that already happened.
Yeah.
That's the past now.
Exactly.
They don't know what... They didn't know that Pokemon got the rights. Legendary Pictures got the rights.
They don't even know what Pokemon Go is, bro.
They don't, man. They're so behind the times. Those
servers are for sure not even existing.
Infinity Wars, they're not seeing that movie.
No.
It's not happening.
They don't know about Punisher on Netflix.
They have no idea that's happening.
It's in their midst.
Well, I mean, Walking Dead, so John Bernthal, so I guess it would be a different actor.
That's assuming his character went on to become an actor and change his name to John Bernthal, though.
True. Could be a guy named John Bernthal. He just looks different.
He's like, hey, or you look a lot like that guy.
Or they're doppelgangers. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you ever get told that
you look that famous? Shane, you look like a guy in Wolf of Wall Street. Oh, wait, that movie didn't come out either.
Yeah, Jurassic World 2 goes into production early next year in Hawaii. So that's happening too.
Chris Pratt's busy.
Yeah, Chris Pratt's a busy man, which makes Anna Faris is unqualified very interesting to listen to.
I know, because he shows up on there every so often.
Yeah, and I'm like, how is he here?
I'm like, he's busy.
Yeah. And then he's like, honey, I have to go. They're calling me on set. I'm like, interesting.
But I'm also like... All these like Marvel guys, I'm like, how are they doing in Infinity War? Because they're like, so many guys are shooting movies, and they're shooting Black Panther, I think, in January. So I'm like,
well, I don't think that's a problem for Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I know, but like, I assume a Black Panther's in Infinity War.
Yeah,
but I mean, I guess that's like November. I don't know how long they're shooting for. I think they're shooting for like a year, so they're like, we'll bring you in when you're free or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Or they could just put another guy in the suit.
That's true. All those guys got so many suits, they're like, we don't even need you. You can do a voiceover later in a studio.
You know, Stan Lee filmed 3 cameos.
At once?
In one weekend.
Like he already has like...
Just
the,
now.
The oh, just now?
Like this, I think it was like last month. I forgot to talk about it.
So I
didn't think it was that major of news, honestly.
I think that's big news because are they going to like bankroll these cameos? So like 10 years from now, we'll see a Stanley. We'll still cameo, see Stanley, even though. Well, it's interesting. I assume. I mean, I don't like. He could be dead by then, but like, I would. I hope not.
That's a safe assumption. I think.
I think so.
10 years from now.
Yeah.
I don't remember how old he is. I think he's like 92.
Yeah. So I would think, but. Or he just like can't do it anymore. Doesn't want to do it. But that guy, I don't see that guy stopping unless he like does die.
Well, he stopped cons. He said the con was the last one.
Oh, really?
He's not gonna make any more con appearances.
Oh man, crazy.
I mean, I got really close to him, so
yeah.
I like to think that that matters for something.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah, because apparently he filmed that Deadpool one where he's like a strip club DJ.
Yeah.
He just filmed it and then they edited it in.
Yeah, I didn't realize he wasn't there.
And he was pissed off about that.
Yeah,
he was like, I want to be in the strip club.
Yeah, that's funny.
And I was like, my man, Stan the Man Lee, let's go to a strip club together. And he's like, I don't know who you are.
I don't want to do that with
you. Get away from me. Weirdo. I'm like, Stan.
It's me.
It's me, Aziz.
He's like, I still don't know.
He's like, don't know who you are. I'm like, Aziz Ansari.
He's like, not helping. Still like, don't know who you are.
Get away from me, you terrorist scum. And I'm like, well, okay. Oh. I'm like, geez, Stan the Man Lee. It's understandable. He lived through World War II. He gets a pass, you guys.
Give him a break.
Just go tell everyone. I give him a pass. He's like, no, I'm a fan of brown people. You're terrorizing me. Stop harassing me.
Yeah, like, I know that's not like the term. I would say that anyway. If a white dude did that, I'd be like, stop terrorizing me, you terrorist. That's what it means in my day.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Harasser. You think he uses
it's like molester, just to be somebody who used to bother me. That's how it was in my day.
Yeah. You're molesting me right now.
Yes, exactly.
So yeah. Yeah, Stan Lee did stuff.
He did.
And then Moana, this was interesting bit of news, will not have a love interest.
Good. You don't need no love interest in every single thing.
It's 2016.
Does The Rock have a love interest? I know he's like a god in the movie.
He's a demigod, so he's like a human god.
That's my question.
Yeah, the sea.
The sea. Okay, there we go.
Let's say Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Yeah, I heard that movie's going to be rated R.
Which one?
But... Moana, but then they edited out the rock and the sea sex the scene.
Sex scene.
so they could put it down to PG.
It's him just literally diving into the ocean and then moaning,
gross.
Moaning for 5 minutes.
Actually, they kept it and they just assumed no one would.
No one would understand. They just thought he was swimming.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that song? I think it's called Brandy. It's like Brandy, you're a fine girl, such a fine girl.
Not ringing a bell.
Good wife, you would be.
Not a ringing
such
a bell.
Fine girl. My love.
Who's the something artist?
The latest. Is the say do 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 do.
I don't think so.
It's like a really old song.
I don't think so.
I think. I love that song. It's like from the 60s. Looking Glass is the name of the song. Mm. 1972. Red Hot Chili Peppers recorded a cover of that song, though. Let's listen to that right now.
Huh.
Because I love
Maybe I've heard that version.
Possibly. I doubt it.
Possibly. Yeah, maybe.
Because I think it's only a live version.
Oh, then probably not.
After this ad, Mother.
Damn you, ads.
Okay, very nice. Crafted for cold brewing. Starbucks, very nice ad. I pay you money. I should not have to see your commercials.
It's like, did you forget to go to Starbucks today?
Around.
Brandy. No? No. Doesn't sound familiar, but I like it.
You're the finder.
I like it.
My love. My pride. Something. It's like my love, my something in the ocean. And something is a sea. That's why I thought of it for Moana.
Nice.
Bringing it back around.
Bringing it back. There was a connection there.
Yeah. Because it's about, like, she loves this sailor guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, you know what?
But he loves the sea.
Yeah. So I got to go back out.
Ah.
And I have to respect that. Because out of a lot of the movies I saw this last week, men are putting themselves in pretty... Is precocious? What's precocious mean? Dangerous?
Yes.
Let's see what precocious means. Nope.
What does it mean?
Indicative of early development. Precocious? Did I spell it right? That is not what it means.
Really? I feel like that's a term you can just use in any situation.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's what it means.
That's a precocious situation,
By
you guys.
The way you said it, I know what you mean.
Like, if I'm about to go out on a Friday night or something, I'm like, hey, you guys ready to get precocious?
Exactly.
And they're like, what's that mean? I'm like, it means we're going to rage.
Obviously. Or it's like, I went to Compton. It was a very precocious situation.
Yeah, well, I found myself in a pretty precocious situation.
Oh, must be dangerous.
Yeah. Dangerous. Synonyms. Let's find out another synonym for dangerous. I guess perilous, maybe. Precarious. That's the word I was looking for. What was I saying, though? What was precarious?
Precocious?
No, I know, but like...
Oh.
Oh, men are willing to put themselves in precarious situations.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
For women. And you got to respect the sailor man who's just like,
yeah.
Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. But I got to go out to the ocean, man.
He just likes the sea, man.
Yeah, he likes the sea, man.
He likes the sea, man. I mean, what are you going
to
do?
Mermen. He loves making love to them.
What are you going
to
do?
Anyways, TV news. Game of Thrones. Seven episodes for season 7 confirmed.
Boom.
Seven for seven.
That means we can assume six for eight?
Yeah.
Assumption?
And it will debut in the summer, so they're going to push back the release due to the lack of actual winter.
Man, can't they just green screen that stuff? Nah. I like that they want to use real weather. It's very good.
Yeah.
Very good, Game of Thrones. I'm willing to wait. Because we have to wait so long anyway. What's an extra month?
Yeah.
I feel like I'll just be like, this is so long anyway.
Yeah, who cares, man?
Yeah, I mean, if it's already like 10 months,
what's another month?
What's another month?
Making a Murderer news. Season 2 is confirmed. They're filming it right now. It's going to focus on the friends and family plus Kathleen Zellner, who is his new lawyer.
Huh,
is right.
I feel like it's hard to really capitalize on the season 2 of this show.
Yeah.
I feel like...
What happens on episode 100 of Making a Murderer?
Exactly.
It just becomes Netflix's first reality television show where it follows it follows him entering society again.
Is he coming out?
I assume he's going to be found not guilty.
Oh, really? Does this already happen?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm seeing episode 100, which is like way in the future.
The future. All right.
This is like Friday's episode where you're just really confused with time.
I know. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, where are we now? Are we then? Are we in the future? I don't know.
Except last
Did this happen a couple months after Guardians of the Galaxy? I said that. So maybe this is taking place in 2014. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure.
But yeah. So how far can they go with this show?
Yeah. Is it going? I think you're on the reality show track. They're going to follow his parents. Like, I feel like they were almost a reality show on that show for a little bit of it.
And they're the most intriguing.
Yeah.
His father.
Yeah.
And mother.
I was like, this is interesting. Maybe this should be a show.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about his sister.
No. I just want to watch.
Or the lawyers.
Yeah.
For, what was the kid's name?
The other, his cousin?
Yeah. No, his nephew. I thought it was his nephew.
Yeah. The, Dassey?
Yeah, Brandon Dassey. Brendan. God damn. Such a dummy. Unbelievable.
How can you not be like mentally incompetent?
Yeah, how can they not find you mentally incompetent?
I don't get it.
Mom, can I still watch WrestleMania?
It's like, oh my gosh.
I'm like, poor kid. He's being had.
Like, can't any of these tapes be used as evidence? Like, they're doing a documentary. Yeah. Can't this be used as evidence?
Can't they just throw out evidence? Like, be like, look, he's an idiot.
I know. He's just dumb.
They can't. We can't. His lawyer lied to him.
That's a sleazeball lawyer.
Unbelievable.
How is that legal? I don't understand.
What kind of ramifications do you think those people face now? I think one of them is, like, dead. Well, the other guy is, like, not even practicing law anymore because he was disbarred.
Well, the DA guy, right? Who was, like sexually harassing women or something.
Yeah.
He's like, I got a $300,000 house.
Yeah.
I'm big time.
And I'm like, oh, God, this guy's, like, maybe where you're from. Like, you can't even find a $300,000 apartment here.
Yeah. He's like, I'm so big time.
So, yeah.
I was just thinking. I also thought maybe like it was kind of one of those event things, and I feel like it's gone now. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Like Serial.
Yeah, I feel like if you did Serial season who. Two, I mean, unless it.
Well, they did Serial season two.
Did they?
Yeah.
I know, but like the same story.
Okay, my bad.
Okay, I wasn't specific enough.
Yeah,
I mean, like that's. I was like, if they did that case again.
I was like, did you not know?
It'd be like, well, the only way you could do it is if you. He gets out, and then you're like, oh, that's interesting again. But unless something changes.
But even then, he gets out, and then people are going to be like, I knew it. He's innocent.
That's
and
other true.
People you are like, they can't. Just let out a guilty man just because he was on a podcast. Like, podcasts are powerful.
Yeah, that's true. You could do a whole podcast on that, just the implications of it.
Yeah. That's why I wanted a physical fight to break out from the podcast, from this podcast.
Yeah.
Still hasn't happened.
No. Sometimes people... Sometimes that happens. Like sometimes podcasts are slow to react. Like, stuff is buried in podcasts, and people find them like
generations later.
Yeah, and then you're like, "Oh, I found that."
Yeah, I'm waiting for that to happen to Destiny.
Exactly. Remember on that one episode?
Remember that one episode where
we brought that up?
Someone brought up that one thing about that one person.
So yeah, now it's all these years later, and stuff's going down.
Well, I mean, I did that really recently. Where I called someone out on something they said on the podcast,
mm-hmm.
and then their actions afterwards.
Whoa.
Because that's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Powerpuff Girls, the new Powerpuff Girls, like the reboot, got renewed for season two.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Lovecraft, Legendary, I assume it's the same Legendary from...
As Legendary Pictures?
Yeah, but I think they have a TV division.
Probably.
They're working on an anthology TV series, and this is the first show approved by the Lovecraft estate. Are you familiar with Lovecraft?
I am not.
Like H.P. Lovecraft?
No.
The author?
No. No.
Cthulhu?
That's like that devil demon thing?
Like octopus demon thing.
Is that the person who invented it?
Yeah, and he also invented the Necronomic. Con, it's like the book of the dead, like the book to raise, like with spells and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in Adventure Time, and it's in Evil Dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's all from this.
So now they're making a show.
Yeah.
Huh.
Anthology TV series. I'm down for anthology stuff.
Anthology stuff is good. It's big right now, and for a reason.
Because it's the
best
way.
You're so self-contained, and you're like, it's like a movie, but longer.
And you can do anything you want.
It's basically like a. It's like anything, like it's basically like a Netflix show, well a lot of Netflix shows, except they keep going on the same thing. But like when it's season one, you're like, oh, this feels like an anthology. It's like one story.
I thought, yeah, like Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. I actually thought, this is the second time I got tricked by a Netflix series.
Yeah.
Making a Murderer was the first time
yeah.
where I just assumed each episode was about a different case.
Yeah.
And Stranger Things, going. I just assumed each episode was like the Twilight Zone. I didn't know. Because yeah. they got such big actors, I assumed it was going to be like Black Mirror, but 80s themed or something.
Yeah.
Because it looks
That's like the thing. There's rarely any that are like, there's no like non-linear continuous stories.
Yeah.
Like rarely.
But anymore. I dig that.
But like, it's good to, the preferred method is that, but in a truncated like one season, you're like, oh, this done. And then if they do a season two, they
like American Horror different. Story.
Yeah. It's just a. You jump in, jump it out any point after that whole season.
So unfortunate. Hopefully there's more. Muscle Beach. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, is producing a show based on 1980s Venice Beach and their workout culture.
Huh. Does Arnold Schwarzenegger make a cameo?
I doubt it, because people would be so confused as to why Arnold Schwarzenegger
hey, they can
from the 80s.
People nowadays.
That's true.
It's possible.
That is very true. There's some clip, some movie where it was going to have a de-aged person and they cut it. If you know what I'm talking about, tweet me.
I do know. Should I tweet you?
No, just tell me right now.
Oh, okay. You wanted me to tweet you. I don't know if this is the one you're thinking of. Kingsman, The Secret Service.
Yes.
Michael Caine.
Yes.
Had one.
Good job.
I saw that online this week. I still haven't watched. I think did they shoot it or something? I didn't actually watch it. I just read that that's what happened.
And I was like, ooh, Michael Caine, like young Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Ooh. Impractical Jokers has been renewed for a sixth season.
That's impressive.
That is very impressive.
Like
for four nobodies.
Yeah.
From Staten Island.
Yeah. It's shocking how many people are fans. Like the fact that they can sell out shows. I don't know. To me, I'm like, when they actually do. Like, I've seen some of their specials where they do this. Like, they're not that funny live. I mean, they're just not.
No.
But, like, the show's still good. The show's entertaining. But, like, it's surprising me how big it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know it's not, like, huge, but, like, the fact that it's six seasons deep, like, those shows don't go on that long, those reality-type shows. Pretty crazy.
It's not reality, it's actuality.
Yeah.
Oh, that's AMC.
Yeah.
I know. Is that AMC? Yeah.
But they rarely do reality shows.
But what's
anymore,
True TV now? True TV's thing is like, maybe it is True TV. I don't know.
More likely than they got all the reality stuff on True now.
Yeah.
BoJack Horseman news. It's renewed for season 4. I believe season 3 came out last week.
Yeah.
This show keeps going. It's crazy.
I haven't even watched season 2.
I watched season 2.
Are you going to watch season 3?
Probably at some point. I'm not like I dig it. It's supposed to be even darker. I'm like,
yeah, season 3 is supposed to be really dark.
Like season 1's dark.
Yeah.
Like, jeez. But it's still a funny show.
I'm like, I'm confused because like F is for Family. I don't know if that's gotten renewed yet. And that's Bill Burr's cartoon.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that was a good show.
Yeah, the renewals are always at weird times.
Yeah.
Like you never know. Sometimes they renew it right before a season drops. Sometimes like it's... Like, I feel like they got so money, just renew everything. They're getting rid of, like, they want their own original content, so.
Yeah, I got an original content for you, Netflix.
Exactly. We're offering it.
Destiny Pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'll give you a discount. You can chop off the last letter. Destiny Pizza. We could finally be called
there
Destiny
go.
Pizza.
Because you know, people usually charge by the letter. So if we drop one, cheaper.
What's the cheapest you'd be willing to go for a Netflix series? Depending on how much work goes into it. How much money would it... What do you take?
It's work dependent. I mean, if we just do...
I think we'd have to do less work than this.
Probably, actually.
We do this amount of work, and then like someone else puts it together.
Yeah, we'd have researchers.
Oh, it'd be so... What a dream.
It'd be so awesome. Remember when Uxher was going to be a researcher?
Yeah, then he didn't.
Yeah.
That
was disappointing.
I am happy because Brian, every year he goes to Comic-Con, and any con he goes to, he'll do a blog post for the website.
Yes.
So go read that, because that's up.
Oh, yeah, we need to get him on the podcast for a Comic-Con debrief, too.
Yeah, but, like, I texted him, today or on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, can you do a blog post? He's like, already working on it. And I'm like, what a dream.
I know. It's amazing.
Contribution.
Yes. Content, man. Content creator.
Yeah. That's what their official titles are.
Yes. That's a real
content thing. Contributor. Mm-hmm. It's hard not to be put on the microphone and not contribute, though.
Yeah.
Well, Oxford finds a way to do it.
He'll do it. We just talked about him, man. He's contributing by not contributing.
That's true. So, yeah. How much would money, do you think?
I don't know. It doesn't have to be much. I mean,
do we maintain rights of Destiny Pizzas?
It depends.
Can we still do the podcast? Would you still want to do the podcast if we had a Netflix series? Like a daily series? Or a weekly series.
I feel like it replaces it.
Yeah.
Or we just do a bonus single episode highlights pod type thing.
I don't even think Netflix would want us to do that, though.
If they don't want us to, then we wouldn't do it.
How many people do you know that don't have Netflix accounts?
Are there... I don't know who does or doesn't have, but most people have them. Because I don't have one. I know I don't have one.
Okay.
That's all I know. Everyone else like has one. But I don't have one.
I think I would probably do it. I'd want to live comfortably. I want to upgrade my life. Because I think that'd be sad if I just maintained my life. But then I assume I'd have so much more free time. Right?
But I also wonder if it's one of these things where they start us off on like a slow basis and then they realize we're awesome. So they
just give us more money.
Yeah. I don't know if that's if how it
Adam
works.
Sandler movies can get, like, be the most popular show on or movie on Netflix.
I'm just saying, if they just put us in the new arrival, new whatever.
Yeah, as soon as you get on.
Like, it's in their face so much, you're like, I'm clicking that.
You're like, let me see what these idiots are.
Yeah. They're like, it happens. That they're really good at those, like, just pushing their show on you. They're like, I don't want to watch that, but it's been here. This is the 10th time. Okay, I'll click it. Maybe it'll go away. And that's not what happens. It won't go away.
It never goes away.
No. Always stays there.
I think, okay, this is what we do. We tape an episode of Netflix for a pretend Netflix series.
Okay.
Post it on YouTube.
All right.
And then as soon as one negative comment comes on, we realize what a stupid dream this is. And we never mention it again.
No. But that's the beauty about
Netflix. I mean, there's no comments.
There's no comments on Netflix. So we'll be all right there. But if we put it on YouTube, yeah, we're opening up.
You could just not allow comments.
YouTube is all... Yeah, that's true. YouTube's all about the comment trolls.
Yeah. Would it be standing? What is... In your mind, what is this like? What is the equivalent? Are we standing behind like a table?
During the show?
Yeah. What is the show like in your head?
I feel like we're sitting on couches.
Kind of like After the Thrones?
Not couches, but like... Nice chair... Nice... Not chairs. I don't know. I don't have a clear...
Like a living room?
I don't have a clear situation? Yeah. I don't have a clear vision, but that sounds about what it is.
That'd be pretty cool.
But I don't know how the setup is, because the mics couldn't be just the mics.
It would just be like lapel mics.
Yeah.
Then, I think so.
But we'd also have to edit like... All I can think of is just what... Because Fat Man and Batman does what we do now.
Yeah.
So we'd have to put like pictures and stuff.
Yeah. That's not our job though.
Yeah.
Someone else would do that.
True. And then we just do that. So pretty much I'm just copying Fat Man versus Fat Man.
But he has a show now on AMC.
He does. Geeking Out or something.
Yeah. Shit, man.
Yeah. It turned into that. Well, first he made it a podcast, then a YouTube show. Then it turned into a real show, but not even with the same co-host. I was like, that's my favorite part of that show now.
Do you think he feels slighted?
Probably. But he has, like, another job.
Yeah, I think he's a contributor or something else.
Yeah, yeah, he's LA Times guy, so I think he's too busy.
He's doing all right.
Too busy.
Oh, is he? Newspaper industry?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But he gets to see all the movies early.
That's true. We would be able to as well.
Yeah. That's cool.
In this alternate
universe. What's annoying is he sees them early sometimes, and I'm like, why are you talking about it on this podcast? I don't want you to talk about a movie that's not out yet.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying.
We need to make this happen.
Yeah.
And then I can put up some of these toys, get these out of my house, yes. Put them around.
Yes.
Who would be one of our first guests from a Netflix show?
Well, we'd have to have Brian on.
No, okay, not of our friends. I meant from a Netflix show.
Oh, like out from a Netflix show. Oh, this is the back to the idea of...
Of it being a Netflix show.
With Netflix people, though.
Yeah. So it's like, do you go for Aziz? No.
I don't think you go to Aziz right away.
Adam Sandler. And we just grill him the whole time.
Oh, man.
He's like, I've listened to your podcast.
I think he's way too rich to do that.
What's that dude's name? His Filipino friend? Rob.
Oh, Rob Schneider. It's easy to get him. I feel like that. No problem.
We just talk about the animal in Deuce Bigelow.
No problem.
You're like, you know what movie I really loved you in? The Hot Chick. I liked him in The Animal.
Liked him in The Water Boy, where he's You Can Do It guy.
You Can Do It. Yeah, I like that one.
He was good in that.
And then I liked him in Little Nicky, because he's like, Ozzy, you can do it.
And I liked him in Big Daddy, where he's like the delivery food guy and he can't spell.
Yeah. Hip-hop-hopotamus. You give him all the easy words. And I liked him in 50 First Dates.
Yes.
Rob Schneider, come on the podcast.
He's actually good.
He's good when you're limited in little doses. Yeah,
I think so.
Because he was also in The Longest Yard. When he says those words, you can do it. He's great.
I think it's also when he's playing characters and not him playing people too much similar to himself. When he's speaking properly,
It never seems to work.
To work for me.
I liked him in Deuce Bigelow in the sequel. Those are funny movies.
Yeah, he's himself in those. Well, by himself, I mean he's like
a caricature.
He's talking normal.
I think Big Daddy, was he in Mr. Deeds?
Mr. D, I can't picture his character if he was.
If Netflix says they give it to us, but I can never shave my beard.
You have to keep growing, like you can't even trim it?
I can't even trim it.
Come on, that'd be a great premise for a show.
That is a great premise. They're like, what season is he in? Well, how long is his beard?
Exactly. How's that not a thing? Were they?
Well, they did it
with
Fat Mac.
Maybe that's a YouTube show. They did do it with Fat Mac, but like it didn't work where he got fatter and fatter. That would have been
that would have been great.
The move is he got fatter and fatter as the shows went on. But no, it was just a whole season.
I think that's a platform. Okay, so I get Netflix show, and then people start saying things like talking like me.
Mm-hmm.
It works perfect.
Yeah,
people start saying the move. People start saying they dig things.
Mm-hmm.
People start saying mad again. Like,
start bringing it back.
Rating system works out of 8. Okay, how about that?
That's the new default rating system.
Netflix gives us a show, but they're like, no more out of 8.
What?
You do it out of 5, you do it out of 10.
We can't even do like 4. About 4.
I don't know. It bothers me when a movie gets 4 stars and then I find out it's out of 4. And then I'm like, I get confused because I'm like, who has a rating system out of 4? But some people do have a rating system out of 4, which makes no sense to me.
They do.
Because that seems too extreme.
It's half of 8. It is extreme. Because you go from 75 to...
You go from 75 to 100.
Yeah.
Because then you have to include halves. And then you're back to an 8 system.
Yeah. That's basically what it is. It's an 8 system with halves.
Yeah.
If you include halves.
But then we include halves.
But we also include halves, so we're like a 16.
Yeah.
System.
What are you stuck? What are you saying? Like, they're like, okay, what if this happens? We get the show. For some reason, we don't tell Usher, right?
Yeah.
He's watching Netflix. He's like, what? And then it's like, now it's time for the leftovers. And Usher's like, I want my money.
We don't give him credit.
We don't give him any credit. And he sues us.
Well, I think if it happened on our podcast, it's ours, right?
Yeah.
Is that how the legal system works?
Yeah, fuck you, Usher.
I think if it happened here, it becomes ours.
Okay, how about this? They say we can have a show, but I don't get to choose America's Sweetheart anymore.
Now, that's on you. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. Like, if they had to choose, I have to say it.
Yeah, and then they go like Adam Sandler, and they start doing all their Netflix guys, and then they say...
I think that might be a sticking... I wouldn't... I would just be like, I would rather not do it then at all.
Take out the segment completely.
And they're like, but that's why we love you, Destiny Pizzas.
But that's where people want to know who America's Sweetheart is.
Yeah.
It's kind of what they're waiting for. That's why they last till Thursday. They're like, yeah, but who's America's Sweetheart?
Yeah. That's like the most appealing part of that Thursday. Exactly. Episode.
It is.
In finding out what movies come out that week.
Yeah, because no one knows what comes out until they hear it here. Yeah. You're like, oh, now I want to see that movie.
Do you think Netflix gives a lot of autonomy?
Yeah.
Like if we did this, they'd be like, you know what, do whatever you want. You don't have to promote certain movies. I get the feeling they have
like no oversight, and they're just like, make it. Here's money. That's it.
Yeah, they don't. I heard they don't even tell people how many viewers they have, because doesn't know his ratings. Because that way they prevent it, removes a leveraging chip when they ask for
give money. Me more money because they can't ask for more money. Popular.
Yeah,
they're like, you don't know how popular you are.
Apparently, the next Adam Sandler movie that's coming out soon is his last one on Netflix.
Really? He's already done like six or
His contract's really gonna be up.
So he did that. He did the which? What were they? Oh, one was like that cobble.
Blend. Oh, I know. Which one? The cobbler. Was that one?
Cobbler was one, I think.
Was that the one that came out to... There's one, I thought that was a Sony one.
One Dave... Oh, maybe. Okay, there's David Spade one. There was that cowboy there, that Indian one.
Oh, the...
Ridiculous Six?
Ridiculous Six. There was the Do-Over. Is that the David Spade one?
Yeah, I think that's the one. I feel like another one. He's done, though. Maybe it was only a four film today.
Maybe they bought him out of this contract.
Yeah. Like, we can't... I know these, we allegedly say everyone watches these, but they really don't. So we're going to stop.
We get a Netflix show, and people start coming out of the woodwork and be like, hey, can we get on your podcast?
No, they can't.
Who do we say yes to? Who do we say no to?
It's no to everyone.
No.
We gave them ample chances.
What about, like, Dan Davis?
He was on, yeah.
Oh, you're saying like
I'm saying
we have friends who we've been trying to get on the podcast for a while.
Yeah, I'm saying no.
What if Ian got really mad? He's like, I was supposed to be on the podcast. No, but he was like, I was supposed to be a founding member of that podcast.
Yeah.
And now you guys have a TV show.
Yeah, but he can come on as a guest.
But he wouldn't get paid, would he? He'd probably get paid like $100 or something.
Guests get paid
like $100.
I mean, on all those after shows, that the famous people, they get paid. I guess
do they?
They have to, right?
I think it's a perk enough just to be able to watch Walking Dead early.
I guess that's true. And you
or all, whatever.
And also you get to promote yourself and whatever you're
doing. Yeah, your Twitter handle. You have followers.
That's true. So maybe,
we don't get paid.
I just assume everyone gets paid.
We could have Judd Apatow on.
Ah.
What, did we talk about that?
What?
Judd Apatow? Like interviewing him or something? I think it happened in a dream last night.
I don't think we talked about it.
I had a dream that Judd Apatow came on the podcast.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah. I couldn't tell if I was talking to someone about it.
We were just talking about Judd Apatow and James Franco and Jason Segel taking shirts off.
I had him more on the podcast, though.
Yeah.
He's definitely coming on the podcast after that conversation.
Yeah, exactly. We need to talk. It's like, is there a reason?
Because I know he said he felt guilty for like ruining their childhoods with Freaks and Geeks because like it was took up a year of their life and they had to leave school and everything.
Yeah.
And that's why he put him in all his movies.
I think it turned out all right.
Yeah. Look at James Franco. He turned out fine.
Yeah, I
guess. Linda Cardellini. She's all right.
Yeah.
I think the only person who's in the worst... I think the worst situation is Sam Levine, maybe? Him or the blonde girl?
He's a writer, right?
No. Sam Levine's the little Wolverine. He's on like Douglas movies. It's all, the most famous thing he does.
He's in stuff, right?
Yeah, he was in Inglourious Basterds.
He shows up. Yeah. Come on, you're in that movie. It's pretty cool.
I wonder what we wouldn't be able to say if we had a Netflix show.
I feel like Netflix doesn't censor people.
We could do whatever we want?
Yeah.
I
don't think Netflix
warming up to this idea.
So yeah, they're pretty free, it seems like. I mean, unless they have like people under contracts that they don't talk about how.
But Netflix,
we really
just
can't do all this.
Signed on Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Mm-hmm.
See, you guys thought this whole conversation, you guys aren't going to get any news. There's a little bit of news sprinkled in through this conversation.
Yes, there are some. There's
Mystery
some.
Science Theater 3000, the new one with Jonah Ray.
Mm-hmm. Netflix is doing that?
Netflix. Well, yeah. I think.
Oh, I thought it was like a network.
Kickstarter. They went to Kickstarter for backing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they got picked up by Netflix.
Oh.
Maybe that's what we should do. We're not famous enough for that. No. I don't think so. I don't think I could ever run a Kickstarter campaign because I'd be too self-conscious that like we're not going to hit the goal. And then it's like we just wasted all this energy.
Yeah, you got to have a like, legitimate start to it.
We'd have to do at least one video in a proper setting.
Mm-hmm. That's really the starting point, is doing the first video shoot.
Because I'd want to do that, and then I would want to do this thing that I called Geek on the Street. Which I toyed around with the idea. I have a domain name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I would go drive with someone to go to a pizza place of their choice. And then the whole way we just record the conversation.
Yeah, like me and the cars getting coffee.
Yeah. Well, it's only about pizza.
Yeah.
And about geeky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Something they're very passionate about. That has to do with movies, TV, video games of the sorts.
Yes.
And it'd probably always be the same car. Sounds like a good
idea to me. Always same car.
Because
not the cool, you're not going to get like a really expensive, rare like
a Ferrari and drive to like a Pizza Hut and eat pizza there.
No. Yeah, not going to go Jerry Seinfeld big.
No, a lot of those cars are like people let him borrow those cars.
I'm sure for the show.
And it says it in the credits always.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say this one?
No, we got some Star Trek TV show news. They have named the name of the show. And the name of the ship, which is the same thing. It's going to be called The Discovery, is the new ship and the show's name. And I think they have a little intro or something. So, good stuff. And I believe they didn't say exactly what time period takes place, but between old Star Trek and the Next Generation. But not the whole movie universe. It's the standard timeline.
Mm-hmm.
They call it that, not the Kelvin timeline, as they call it now. They just like named the timeline. Because the ship that was destroyed in the first movie was called the USS Kelvin.
In the first movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like right at the beginning with mm-hmm. Kirk's dad and stuff. They like, that ship was called the USS Kelvin. So like the Kelvin timeline. It like took them like 3 years to, or like, how long has it been? 7 years to like name that timeline or whatever it is. They're like, we need a name for that timeline. Very strange.
Name a podcast that's more worthy of a Netflix show than us.
I feel like
any podcast.
I feel like Batman on Batman are the same podcast.
No, because he got a show on AMC.
Yeah, true. But you could do that show on Netflix too, but not concurrently.
Exactly. Exactly. They could do it,
and but we were they here. Didn't. But they didn't.
And we're here.
Yeah, we did first.
I wonder how I contact. I think we should probably film an episode.
Right, Netflix, right? Right into Netflix.
Yeah, I think we need to film an episode.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do first.
How long do we go? An episode?
I don't know. You can't go more than an hour.
I can't think you go more than 30 minutes.
Probably can't go more than 30 minutes.
Who would fucking watch an hour long?
Come on! Christ.
I don't even think Entertainment Tonight is an hour long.
That's true.
Could you imagine compacting what we record now?
That's what I'm saying. I don't even know what it would look like.
He would have a lot of like extra features, I think. Like, what's that show? Bill Simmons show?
Any Given Wednesday?
Yeah, like that. I think it's only half an hour.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of extra content.
There's a ton because he's trying to do like a podcast.
That's the show I want. That's what I want.
That's what it is. He's like doing his podcast
in person.
In person, but he doesn't have his podcast is better because he doesn't have enough time on the show. Well,
what if that happens?
Well, I think podcasts are always better than the show they make out of it. But, like, the show is always the more important thing.
We'd have to continue doing the podcast.
Yeah.
What if Netflix was like, we want
to say, like, well, say like a shorter
you have
version.
To keep plugging it every week, every day.
Yeah.
You have to plug Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I'd do that.
Yeah. We already plug Netflix every day.
Yeah.
We tell them what's coming up.
Give us money, Netflix.
Come on. Been doing this.
I mean, we've only been talking about it for the last like half an hour.
Exactly.
Let's get into it. Video game news. Xbox One S. That's a smaller one. It's like 40% smaller. It's lighter. Has a 2 terabyte hard drive, I believe. It's 2 terabyte standard. Releasing August 2nd.
Hmm.
So I'm. Oh, and it has 4K video out.
Oh.
For movies and stuff, video games I guess are out at like between 1080p and 4K, something like that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo is now worth more than Sony. Nintendo is currently valued at $39 billion, while Sony is worth $17.7 billion. And that shift happened because of Pokemon Go, which is foolish.
Yeah.
And a drop down of Sony due to the loss of Vio, which is their computer manufacturing, and weak performance in Sony Pictures.
So, oh, yeah, Sony Pictures. That's what it is.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised Nintendo's worth that much.
Yeah.
Because their main thing, video games, is not really
it's what not their strong
suit. It's not really what they're doing well in.
Animal Crossing New Leaf, which is a game for the 3DS that I used to be very addicted to, is getting an update and is going to get Amiibo support.
Oh.
And apparently all the Amiibo are supposed to work on there, not just Animal Crossing Amiibo. Mm. So that's really cool for me because
you get like a Mario Amiibo.
And that means the villager will move into town, into your town. So, and then Game of Thrones Go? Question mark. Niantic, the company who made Pokemon Go, says they want to make, well, someone that works for Niantic said he wants to make a Game of Thrones version where people could sign up for the different houses and all of the world is Westeros and you go around capturing castles or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like there'll be an explosion of people trying to do this thing.
Yeah. How long should Niantic wait? You're the master marketer now. They go to you. How long should we wait to bring this product to market?
Well, you gotta wait until Pokemon Go fades more.
But then, don't you think...
But then I also think you have to keep working on this to do an update or whatever. So you keep it lasting a little bit longer.
Yeah, because I think if you release it too soon, it cannibalizes the market. If you release it too late, people aren't going to sign on to it because they're going to be like, we just got off Pokemon Go.
Yeah, you got to feel the...
This is the same thing.
The temperature and be like, okay, these... Well, they got the raw numbers. So
yeah.
Once you have the numbers, you can... Like if they create... If they had it like right now, they had an update. Well, they said they're doing them every couple weeks, right? But like sometimes it's just bug fixes and stuff.
Yeah. But then they say it's just bug fixes and stuff, and it's not really just bug fixes.
That's true. But yeah, if they have... I mean, they obviously do this. They'll just sit on it for a while, and then they'll look at the number of users, and they'll be like, okay, now's the time to strike.
And that's it. MMA news, Holly Holm lost. There was a fighter that... what did I say? Felice Herrig. Mm. Go watch her fight. That was on Saturday. Best rear naked choke execution I've seen ever. It was awesome. Go watch that. Come back tomorrow for WeViewed Reviewed. A very extensive WeViewed Reviewed discussion. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.